Good evening, everyone. This is Radley Sports Talk, the one and only Radley Sports Talk show. So today I went live on TikTok, but the video just did not save. So I don't have the video to post it on TikTok, but I'll do it on here, on Spotify. But here's what we got so far. So we basically talked about the Boston Celtics and who are they going to play in the NBA Finals. In my opinion, I feel like they're going to play the Clippers. And supplier's choice was the Boston Celtics. But no, my choice was the Boston Celtics against the Clippers. He thought Minnesota Timberwolves and the Boston Celtics. He was saying that Anthony Edwards had the talent that he needs and, you know, everything. They have tall plays on their team. And I was saying that the Clippers, if they could get it together with Kawhi Leonard, everybody healthy, it would be a different story. You know, one of the things I look at in basketball is that, like, the Boston Celtics this year is one of the best teams in the NBA. And I do believe they could go to the finals. And the only way that they could hurt themselves in the playoffs is themselves. And the biggest factor that Supply was saying was going to be Kristaps Porzingis. You know, he's a three-point shooter. We already know what we could do from the three-point shot. And he's a different breed when it comes to it. Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. It's like looking at a project. You look at these two plays. Derek White fits perfectly. Jrue Holiday fits perfectly. Like a puzzle piece. And now, you got the Clippers, in my opinion. The reason why I said the Clippers, in my feeling, it's my gut feeling. I'm still standing by it today. Is because of the fact of the matter is that the Clippers have one of the strongest back four lineup I've seen in basketball today, man. If they could get it together, find a way to win games. Right now, Minnesota's in third. Clippers are in fourth right now. It would be real interesting to see how this playoffs turns out, you know, on the West Coast of things. So I do think that the Celtics and Clippers could go to the final. Supply thinks Minnesota Timberwolves, Celtics, Anthony Edwards. But we will see who's correct on that. We also talked about other things like, you know, like how the team is going to perform and what they're going to be able to do and how do they perform at a high level consistently. We focused on that. And then from there, we were just talking about, like, I was shouting out to Terrence, man. He's from Lowell, Massachusetts. He keeps balling and doing his thing, man. And, yeah, man, the thing is, the way I look at things is that I think that Minnesota Timberwolves is a team that they could go pretty far. But I just feel like watching those Minnesota Timberwolves game, it just be Anthony Edwards doing the work, most of the workload. Like, what I'm saying is not that they're not helping, but, like, you know, it's not a one-man show in Ohio State, in my opinion. I feel like it's a team effort, and the Clippers have a team effort. It's not just Anthony. It's not just one person. Everyone's doing their part to try to win the game. But that's just how I see things, you know, in the NBA world. And then I brought up some guy, he was like a Lakers fan, and he was talking about Kobe and all the stuff and the stats. And it was just like, you know what? It's just like, you know, he's just arguing. He ended up leaving on his own, but, you know, it's all good, though. But with that being said, I do believe the Boston Celtics can make it. The only thing that difference is with the Boston Celtics a couple of years ago, 2022, to when they played Golden State, is that they kept shooting the three ball. And before, when they had Marcus Smart, they kept shooting the ball. And now it's different. They're driving. They're switching it up a little bit. And that's what I like to see from the Boston Celtics this year. They're switching it up. And that's always amazing to see that they're doing different things each time coming up. And I do believe tonight that when the Boston Celtics play the Milwaukee Bucks, Giannis is not playing with the hamstring injury, I think the Celtics win by more than 10 points. I think so. The spread is minus 10.5, but I do believe the Celtics win by more than 10 points. It's going to be really cool to see, fun to see how they play and how they end up doing. But yeah, man, it's one of those things where I just see them winning more than by 10 points. Shout out to Boston College for winning yesterday the championship against Providence, Rhode Island. I know we just played their basketball over there for for Cambridge Warriors. So shout out to Providence, but they ended up losing. But Boston College ended up winning the championship, which is pretty cool to see. I know Supply, we got to make our March Madness. So I'm gonna hit you up on Snap to see if you're free, if you could do your March Madness for me. I got a bracket for you waiting. And you know, whenever you're ready, let me know. And it will be ready for you. But other than that, Anthony Edwards is a different beast. I remember watching that Indiana Pacers game where he messed up his foot. And I thought he was really injured, but he came back and playing through injuries. They like to compare him to MJ a lot, but he says he's his own person. But it's just interesting to see how, like, the guy like Anthony Edwards is so explosive and works on his craft. He works on his craft every single day. And to do that for yourself is just amazing to see. With everything being said, like, when you work on something really hard and you work on it every single day, you put in the time, effort, and you just work hard, it could be an amazing thing. And I do believe that the first person to win the NBA championship that doesn't have one is could be the Celtics this year, if they could win it, you know. That's one of the things I believe. I have this Jason Tatum poster in my room. It's I want you to bleed green, Boston Celtics. So, yeah, it's one of those things where it's taken for granted, man, before he created a lot of turnovers and all these different things. But now that he's, like, really good, it's just amazing to see how he performs over time, you know, and does his thing. But Jason Tatum just needs to step it up a whole nother notch and just to become the best version of himself and just continue to do what he's doing, capable of doing. Jaylen Brown as well. And then other players got to step up too. I know a couple games, Kristaps Porzingis was injured, but he stepped up as well. And it's just like, players like that who are able to step up in crucial games are just most important thing. They just fit so well with the team and the chemistry and everything. And once you have a chemistry of a team like that, that's going to be a hard team to beat in the playoff in a 7-game series. I'm just being honest. So the 7-game series is going to be a good one for both teams, whoever makes it to the NBA Finals, to the best team. But it's going to come down, like, who wants it more? Who's going to be more hungry and everything like that? So, my bad. I don't have the video. Like, I have the video. I was screen recording, but the video did not save on my phone. Hopefully, I still have it saved somewhere on my phone so I could access it. But if not, I'll just use the audio for now. So, with that being said, yeah, man, it should be an amazing one because, You know what? The Celtics, the last time they won a championship, it was 08 when they had Ray Allen. They had Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, and those guys. And they ended up winning a championship with Doc Rivers. Now it's a new head coach. Could the Celtics do it again? Run it back in 2024? We will see, man. The turnovers is what's going to kill the Celtics the most. They got to put more the most in the turnovers, like in the playoffs, got to come down a little bit. But with that being said, you know, we continue to play at a high level consistently every single time, we'll be successful, man. But we will see who will come on top. So Supply got Minnesota Timberwolves, Celtics, I got Clippers Celtics in the NBA Finals. We will see who will come on top in this prediction. Let the best man win. And let's see who comes on top. So the Celtics do play tonight. They play tonight at 7:30 in Boston. Boston's favorite to win. No Giannis tonight. So the Celtics win by more than 10 points, like I said. So a performer who's going to be like X-Factor is probably going to be Kristaps Porzingis. Shooting the 3-ball. You already know what we could do. But it's going to be everybody on the whole team. It's going to be everybody fitting the puzzle pieces right. Peyton Pritchard got to step off if Jrue Holiday doesn't play. Sam Hauser, if he doesn't play. If Jaylen Brown, he doesn't play. The next man up. That's what they always say. They bring the next rotation up. And the next people up are just going to have to perform that day. So Dame Lillard's obviously going to play too. So it's going to look like, just depends on the matchup. So the starting potential lineup for the Bobby Porter might come in for Giannis Antetokounmpo or his brother. But I think Bobby Porter was more likely to come in. So we will see, man. So Boston Celtics win by more than 10 points. And they keep their winning streak alive. They're on like a 6-game winning streak. They keep it alive. They continue to win these games, these home games, and this home stretch. And they just keep doing what they have to do every single day to try to win. It's you versus you. You got to be the best version of yourself. You got to look through tape. You got to see what you got to do to become a better athlete. You want to be ahead of the game. You just got to be the best. And so it's not going to be easy. It's not just going to be a walk in the park like you're just going to get a win. You have to actually put in the work day in and day out. Like Mamba mentality. Kobe woke up like early in the morning just to work out his game and just do what he has to do. And that's one of the things that was the best. Michael Jordan, too. Michael Jordan was able to focus on his craft. Deion Sanders. And so these guys are like elite players when you talk about Tom Brady. Tom Brady's another story where he was overlooked, but he still had the mentality of making it, bro. Even though he wasn't the first round pick of the draft. But yeah, it's one of those things where you continue to see in today's NFL or NBA. And then also what you also mentioned is that like when once you start winning a lot, you're more like the villain, if you know what I mean. The villain in sports, because you know, the people that don't like that team, like this Kobe fan that we were mentioning in the live, he didn't really like the Boston Celtics. He's a Lakers fan. And it's just like, you know, he doesn't like to see the Boston Celtics win for some odd reason. But it's just things like that, man, that makes things so different from other things. But yeah, man, it's been one of those things where it's just like, you just got to know for yourself what team is going to win, come up on top. But, you know, me and Supply, we know each other pretty well. So we will see who could come on top. In the NBA Finals, will it be the Boston Celtics or Clippers, or will it be the Timberwolves or the Boston Celtics? We will see. But yeah, it should be real interesting in the NBA to see who comes on top, man. Right now, it's just, and the West Coast is looking real interesting to me. But with that being said, everybody, thank you all for joining me. I know the Revolution are playing soon, April 2nd. They're playing this weekend, March 23rd, against Chicago FC. Should be a fun game. I think Revolution should be able to win their first game at Gillette. Hopefully, they do. They could find that first win with Caleb Porter. And yeah, man. But with that being said, we'll catch another podcast soon on TikTok Live. And hopefully, next time the video is able to save. Sorry about that, folks. It just technical difficulties on my end. The video didn't save on TikTok Live, so I'm doing an audio right now just talking about it. So, all right. So, everyone, take care on this amazing Wednesday. Stay blessed. Stay highly favored. And we will see you for the next one. College basketball will start tomorrow. Supply, I just got to let you know of the brackets and everything. But y'all take care. Stay blessed and stay highly favored. This is Riley Sports Talk Show, the one and only. Riley Sports Talk Show in Boston. Take care. Peace, everyone. Stay blessed and stay highly favored. And be the best you always wanted to be. Take care, everyone.